98.1 KZE. I have some guests in the studio with me today. It's Gregory Richardson and Leo Sandoval. They are co-artistic directors of Music from the Soul, and this weekend they will be performing at Kotzbahn, presenting some brand new, never-before-seen work. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time to come in and tell us about it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So this is a new works bill that Kotzbahn is doing. The Limón Dance Company and Boca Tuya are also going to be part of it. That's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, two performances.
Yes, correct. That's correct.
Saturday evening and Sunday matinee.
Awesome. Well, will you start out by telling me a little bit about Music from the Soul?
Yeah, we are a tap dance and percussive dance and band, live band company. So we are like in the intersection of music and dance, mm-hmm. Because of the nature of tap dance. Like tap dancers are musicians.
Oh yeah.
So we try to not differentiate like the band and the dancers. Like we are all equally main performers.
Yeah.
I think that's the drive of the company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really cool concept.
Mm-hmm,
how long has the company been together?
Wow, we had our first performance, I want to say, in 2015 or 16, but the company really picked up in 2020, actually thanks to Kotzbahn too as well. Like we had a big bubble residency in 2020 in the peak of the pandemic, and that's when the company like literally went to the stars. Yes.
So yeah, you managed to take that downtime and like turn it into uptime.
Yeah, something super productive. Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. So what is the new work you're going to be presenting this weekend?
Yeah, so we'll be here all week doing this creative residency, and we are kind of exploring like ways that we can further like really integrate band and dancers that kind of like take away the separation, as Leo was saying. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we have a amazing jazz pianist that we brought, a bassist who also plays five-string cello named Jennifer Vincent. Our drummer is also a dancer, so there's like a lot of like movement between like moving between the instruments and onto the tap floor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm a guitarist, and we all kind of compose together. We have all the dancers are tap dancers, but they also have different like styles of some people dance like Brazilian like folkloric, some people are more have like partner dancing background and stuff, and it's also like just a very like international crew. So like Leo's from Brazil, I'm American, but there's several other Brazilians,
Puerto Rican,
yeah,
and
Cubans.
So are all of the musicians dancers and vice versa, and then everybody kind of like does a little bit of everything?
All of the musicians, all of the band members do some movement. I wouldn't say that we're dancers, but definitely do some movement, and definitely all of the dancers are musicians.
Learning how to play the guitar and trying to sing for the first time in the show. So
cool.
Yes.
Well, but also as a dancer, as you said, I mean, that is a percussive instrument.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Yeah. It sounds like an unbelievably talented group of people.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. I'm really proud of the cast. Like we usually don't audition. Like we try to work with people that we love and like that are talented. So yeah, they are friends first, but very talented friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're lucky to have them and to have them set aside this much time to be here just to hang out with us in the Hudson Valley.
You know? Yeah. Is it a pretty collaborative process putting together performance pieces?
It's gotten more collaborative over the years. It started off like years ago with just me and Leo brainstorming and then asking people to kind of help us like realize it. But I think as I've gotten a little more trust in my leadership skills, like you can start opening up the floor for discussion without worrying that it's like going to get away from you or that it's going to turn into chaos. And he was like, I have an idea, which happens.
Too many cooks. Yep.
Yeah. But you kind of learn how to like open that faucet and then you learn how to close it to in a polite way of being like, okay, like the floor is no more suggestions, like, because someone has to be in charge at the end. And like also we kind of have a vision, like Leo and I, that we're like working towards. So we've just like the dancers are definitely contributed a lot of like choreography for sure, the band, like in terms of composition and arrangement ideas. Like if it was just me, the tunes would not be as good at all.
Is it all original music?
Yeah, it's all original
music.
Oh,
wow.
This
sounds like a massive undertaking. How long has this work been in progress?
We've been working on this particular show like for a year now. We really like to take our time and like put the work and like see how it evolves. So yes, a year now. Yes. Yeah.
So is this exciting to have something ready to present and to be ready to bring it to the world? Are you nervous? How do you feel?
We are nervous, yes. And I wouldn't say it's like ready to present, but we are taking the risk and like offering to audiences a way of like seeing and giving a look into our creative process too as well, you know, like see if it works, see what it works, see what it doesn't. Like we are literally trying and being vulnerable. So yeah, it's nerve-wracking for sure, but
it's a work in progress.
Yes.
Which we tell ourselves that. Like it's just a work in progress. And like the audience knows. So we're just gonna show them what we have. But in our mind it definitely turns into like a premiere or like which it's not. So it's like it's kind of like balancing that line of the two, being like it's just this is what we have. It's show and tell. This is what we made, but also being like, but it's a show.
Which is a really cool thing that Kotzban does, and I feel like has been focusing on this year for the Fall Festival, is like bringing these really talented groups and composers and companies, and showing, you know, not necessarily a finished piece, but just, you know, letting an audience into the process a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah, and it's very interesting for us too as well to see what works and what doesn't, and like see what we like and what we don't like, and it's a nice trying.
Yeah.
We were telling Adam from Kotzban on the way here, like the biggest thing for us, because we travel with a tap floor that's like, you know, 24 segments of like 4x4 mm-hmm. pieces of wood, like heavy, and we also have a backline, and it's drums and bass and amps and that stuff. So like for us to set up and rehearse anywhere is an undertaking, and for us to do this in the city is almost impossible. You know what I mean? To like have a space where we can like load all that stuff in and even be there for 4 hours is like a tremendous amount of work. So for us to have like a residency here where people can stay here and we can be set up for the whole week, and we have this whole theater with tech support and a piano.
We're getting so much done.
Like, it's like we can get more done here in a week than we could in the city in like 3 months, literally. Because also all these like talented people, they're busy.
Sure.
So it's like, do you know, like who can meet for 3 hours on Tuesday? Like nobody. But if we can get everybody here for the week, then we can really like run with it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really valuable.
Yeah. We're talking to Gregory Richardson and Leo Sandoval from the Music from the Soul, or just Music from the Soul. They're co-artistic directors, and presenting a new work this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. over at Kotzban Cultural Park in Tivoli. Limon Dance Company and Boca Tuya also taking part in this performance. And, that's Kotzban.org, of course, for tickets and information. And more tickets just released, because it sold out, right?
Yeah,
it was sold out, but they just released a couple more.
Yeah, fantastic. So there's still a chance to go and get some tickets at Kotzban.org. Do you think there will be a difference between the Saturday and the Sunday performances? Do you think you'll be like tweaking things in between?
I think there'll be some difference just because a lot of the work is improvisational in nature. So even if the show is finished, like, they would be different from day to day.
Yeah.
But I don't think Saturday night we'll be doing too much work. I think we'll probably just, I think they'll be similar except for the improvisation.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe some celebrating afterwards on Saturday.
Definitely.
Okay, good. Yeah. Kotzban's Fall Festival is going on now. Always just such an interesting and diverse array of programming there. Anything else we should talk about for this weekend, guys?
I would say just please come. Like it's work that we're really proud of, and it's like usually if we can convey to people like what it is that they're seeing, it's worth seeing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like it's not something that you've probably seen before, not something you get to see every day.
And sounds very fun too, like a really like energetic piece.
Oh yeah.
It's like a 5-person band with another 5 tap dancers, and this is like a lot of movement and trading of instruments and singing and multi-instrumentalists, and it's like it's just cool on its own, you know?
So yeah.
Please come.
Awesome. Yeah. Kotzban.org. That's KOTSBAN.org for tickets and information. Fall festival programming happening all this month, next month. How many more months we got going?
Until October 6th.
October 6th. Okay. Sorry, just turned your mic on there. October 6th. Adam's hiding in the back corner.
Yeah, that's right. So 2 more weekends, including this wonderful weekend. And then we close things up on October 5th and 6th with Company Wayne McGregor.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Got the head and the heart for you now. Rhythm and Blues on KZE.